Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski's first city budget proposal focuses on paying off debt and fixing basic infrastructure like roads and storm drains. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
In her budget speech Tuesday night, Mayor Biskupski asked city residents and the council to acknowledge some, quote, hard truths about the city's budget. She says spending has outpaced ongoing revenue sources, and while it has a AAA bond rating, this year the city will start making higher payments on debts related to capital projects.
City residents have known for some time that we must turn our focus to the basics, our needs and not our wants.
The $259 million budget is balanced. It cuts back on the use of one-time funds by $1 million. It would increase overall road and sidewalk funding by 50% and provide salary increases to bring all city employees to market rate. Biskupski said she's not interested in the sales tax option available to the city through the construction of the new state prison, but she has other ideas for bringing more money into city coffers.
It's time for the capital city to embrace our role in the state's economy and move forward as strong leaders in economic development.
Biskupski has also proposed an amnesty program to allow for reductions in unpaid parking tickets in exchange for donations to local nonprofits. It's for people with citations issued before July 1, 2014. Council Chair James Rogers said he was happy with the major points of Biskupski's speech, but the council still has to review the budget in detail over the next few weeks.
I mean, it was interesting to hear her talk about roads and infrastructure, and that's one of our council priorities is infrastructure, and looking how we'll fund that moving forward is key for us.
Public hearings on the budget will be held throughout the month of May and the beginning of June. The City Council must approve the budget by June 22nd. Whitney Evans, KUER News.